take the high road like Jesus. And in the sound booth, give me Matthew chapter 5 and verse 9, King James language. And the word says this here: blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. I think one essence to be a child of God is to be a peacemaker. The word says so. And last week we brought the point out that at times we need to be willing to give into others and take the blame to keep love and peace. Peacemakers are special people. It's just a special thing. And this message isn't for the faint of heart, because at times, even when we feel like we're right, we need to, how do I put it? We just need to sometimes let somebody else be right. If there's a problem and you can sense it, and it's not easy to do that, but it's always right to do that. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And that's not necessarily the spirit that's in the world today. People will be contrite at times, want to argue about things. I certainly have been guilty of that, and it doesn't make it right, whoever it is. So, and turn with me next to Philippians chapter 2 and verse 3, and we'll just continue our thought here. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. And once again, I just have several Bible verses like this that brings out the point. That's what, if we're looking for another place to grow, some people that I have met, they're just naturally like that. They're just easy to get along, and they don't have a problem just being a peacemaker. I think that's beautiful. As I said, some people that comes a little bit easier. And the world that I see so much of the time is, by golly, I'm right, and that's all there is to it. And I think sometimes we can win an argument and lose other things. And sometimes that's not really the most important thing in the Bible, in your life, is being right. Sometimes it's higher thing to, it's the high road to be a peacemaker, to just be willing to let things go. So it's just an easy point, really. It's a totally easy point. How many of you have trouble at times with that? It's just, I mean, sometimes, I know I have. I wish that there were times that I could go back and do things over. Anybody else feel like that sometimes? Yeah. But you know what we can do? Here's what we can do. The Lord understands that we are vessels of clay. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, breakable vessels. And he knows what we were when he saved us. So we just really need to be laid back and I'd like to put up Proverbs chapter 15. Does anybody be offended if we have a short message? maybe we'll have time to a wrathful man stirs up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. Could you put that up in the NLT? I think that would be an easy translation to pull up right there. A hot-tempered person starts fights. A cool-tempered person stops them. Boy, what a great way to put things. Amen. What a way to just understand the goal here. And for those of us that have problems, thank God for his mercy. Thank God that he knows that he's doing. Have you had that sense? I've had that sense more than ever in my life. God knows what he's doing like no other. And if we can put our faith in him, as it says in 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith and not by sight. We don't walk by the five senses. We have to try to say no to the five senses. It's a different life to walk by faith, to walk the Jesus life, to take the high road as Jesus always, always did. He knew things about people and he loved them anyway. So a hot-tempered person starts fights. A cool-tempered person stops them. So that's good. I think sometimes the truth about things, we just have to put them out there. We just have to say them and let the word do its work. Romans 12, 17 through 21, please. One of my favorite places in the Bible. Recompense no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if your own enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. And be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Here we are in the King James language, but it made it just as plain and as clear as can be. Just overcome evil with good. Well, what's good? Use your imagination in every situation. Show people mercy. Let them off the hook when you can. Let's try that also in the NLT translation. Jesus said, my friend, go ahead and do what you have come for. No, what I needed was Romans 12, 17 through 21 in the NLT translation, please. Recompense, that's the King James Version. Please give me the NLT. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Romans chapter 17, Romans chapter 12, verses 17 through 21. We've got it. Good. In the NLT translation. Well, we'll just move on. Never, somebody say never. Never pay back evil with more evil. You know, my last verse, or my next verse after the, my next place after this, it's never right. It's a temptation, and if we give into it, never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Dear friends, never take revenge. You know, what does it mean to walk in the flesh? If you're thinking about taking revenge, you're not in a great place. Never take revenge, the word says in this translation. Do things in such a way that everyone can see that you're honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Does that mean that sometimes you don't have to talk to somebody? Sometimes you have to talk to people. The word says this, when you talk to them and try to say, look, we got a problem. Let's just not have a problem. If that doesn't work, the Bible says to take another person with you. And that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be established. And then if that still doesn't work, the Bible says to tell it to the church leadership, and then we just have another problem on another level, and we just have to work in it from there. So, for the scriptures say, I will take revenge, I will pay them back, says the Lord. Instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals of shame on their heads. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. It reminds me of the verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, love never fails. And sometimes love is just, I went through a period where I just told people, I'm going to let you have the last word. And I just walk away from it. Just try to do everything that I can. All right, now let's go to Matthew chapter 26, verses 50 through 54. Take the high road like Jesus. Jesus said, my friend, go ahead and do what you have come for. Then the others grabbed Jesus and arrested him. But one of the men with Jesus pulled out his sword and struck the high priest's slave, slashing off his ear. And Jesus said this, put away your sword, Jesus told him. Those who use the sword will die by the sword. In this message, there's two ways to live. You can live by the sword. You can live by fooling with people, arguing with people, getting your way with people, or you can live by letting them have the last word and just try not to. And you know, there's some people you need to avoid. The Word of God says so. If a person is just like this all the time, then you just have to leave them alone. And that may be the best way to handle it. Don't you realize that I could ask my Father for thousands of angels to protect us, and he would send them instantly? But if I did that, how would the scriptures be fulfilled that describe what must happen now? You know, sometimes, how do I say this? God wants us to go through things, and therefore our good. And to get there, this has to happen. Sometimes God may not rescue you right away. Sometimes God may let you go through some things. You know, when you go through things, Millie and I were sitting down talking about this last night. Some of the things that Millie and I went through in the last couple of years, it's just, we can see now why. And we can see the benefit of them, though they weren't pleasant or easy. And that's what we have to understand. And now put that same verse right there up in the King James translation. And Jesus said unto him, friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him. This is, of course, in the Garden of Gethsemane, the night before Jesus was crucified. And behold, one of them which were with Jesus stretched out his hand, most people believe that was Peter, and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and smote off his ear. Then said Jesus unto him, Put up again thy sword into his place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. You know, I think one thing that has to be understood here, you have to decide how you're going to live. Because see, if you're not careful, you'll get in this thing where you're living by the sword. You wake up and you're ready to just deal with people in that way. And there's also the way to be a peacemaker. Blessed is the peacemaker. And some of you out there have an easier time being a peacemaker. And that is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And some of you out there maybe don't have as easy a time like me. But, you know, it's necessary to work it out, to hold your peace, and to give an example of that to others. And last place tonight, if you're upset that this is just what it is. This is not a hard thing. Let me have 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 15 in the King James translation. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. You know that there's a problem, and you can feel it when you're tempted toward that, when somebody does you evil, and then how do I take this and turn this around? A lot of times it's just the best thing to do is to just not have much to say. Now, we said the same thing in both services, taking the high road, taking the Jesus road. It's not the easy road, but it's the right road to take. And it's not the way of the world that I've seen, that I'm in. I see people more and more, they want to scrap. They want to fight. They want to argue. And it's never a good thing. It's never a good thing at all. Now, I'll tell you what, we've got a few minutes here. And I would like to, I'm glad that's not what I thought it was. I thought that was a peanut. It's not. It's one of those little things that goes on the end of this microphone. In conclusion here, would anybody like, I don't feel like like the Lord wants me to say who wants to do this and who doesn't come up. I don't feel like doing that. But I always feel like, and we have time, does anybody need an anointing cloth? If you do, I'm just going to ask you to come up here. If you don't, that's fine. It's up to you. If nobody comes up, it won't hurt my feelings, and it won't hurt anybody's feelings. Do this a lot here.